Just Thursday, it's Loco Jams Thursday.
Because Loco is like my guy.
Every Thursday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll even add in a couple throwbacks because we're deep like that.
One Love Radio.
100% local. 100% fresh. 100% for Jesus.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation. Shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholwe Simwinga. The headlines. Ministry of Education rescues dormant projects. SMEs take note of regulation bill. Ugandan military helicopter crashes at Somalia airport. And FARS stop claims over Fashion Sakala's alleged absence. Now the news in detail. United Party for National Development, UPND, National Trustee Grace Chivube has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for the progress made in the country over the past 3 years and 10 months of his leadership. Speaking this morning at the UPND National Secretariat, Anderson Kambila Mazoka House, Ms. Chivube has expressed gratitude to the President for stabilizing the economy, improving the value of the kwacha and spearheading the construction of Southern Africa's largest solar power plant, a 100-megawatt facility in Chisamba that marks a significant milestone in Zambia's energy sector. Ms. Chivuwe has appealed to shop owners across the country to adjust prices of goods downwards in line with the recent reduction in fuel pricing, noting that continued overpricing is unjustifiable under the current economic climate. She has further urged citizens not to fall for the propaganda, but focus on the tangible achievements made by the new Dawn government under President Hichilema's able leadership.
Apart from that, Mr. President, mwaleta manje, kwacha manje, as we are talking right now, ili na power. Ine naenda pa filling station, napaka fio mumoto kamwanga, fio yonse ya bwila pa.
Ministry of Education has announced the full resuscitation of all previously stalled infrastructure projects under its wing. Speaking on EduTalk Zone, the head of Procurement and Supplies Unit, Afet Pongolani, says the ministry has worked tirelessly to ensure that dormant projects are now up and running across the country. Mr. Pongolani has emphasized the importance of strategic procurement in driving progress. He says the ministry has ensured that all projects and services are procured at the right time, the right cost, and delivered in the right quantity. He has noted that his unit continues to effectively manage procurement planning and execution to meet the educational development needs of Zambians.
Yeah, the alignment in terms of procurement and the supplies unit in the Ministry of Education is that we have to move with the vision of the ministry. And in doing that, you have to see what is it that is helping the Ministry of Education. And in this case, when you look at Ministry of Education, there are a lot of things, the policies that have been pronounced by government, and those are the ones you have to follow as you are procuring these things. For example, infrastructure development is key in the ministry of education because of also the new policy of free education. As you have, if free education has come in, it means you need more classrooms, and that is where now infrastructure development comes in. There is also a policy that came up of providing
Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe has welcomed the adoption of the Seville Commitment, the outcome document of the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, which Zambia co-facilitated alongside Mexico, Nepal and Norway. On Monday, United Nations member states adopted the Seville Commitment, which presents a bold and comprehensive global framework aimed at addressing the urgent financing challenges hindering sustainable development worldwide. Speaking during the general debate in Seville, Mr. Haimbe emphasized the need for the swift implementation of the commitments, stressing their critical role in overcoming financial barriers to the achievement of Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. He has underscored the urgency of accelerating progress towards SDGs to avoid failing an entire generation. The minister has called for enhanced accountability, robust monitoring mechanisms, and empowered national institutions to ensure all stakeholders deliver on their responsibilities. He has urged UN member states to prioritize tangible outcomes in key areas such as job creation, food systems, infrastructure, innovation, and human development. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed that officers at Woodlands Police Station in Lusaka have apprehended Faith Musonda, aged 41, a resident of Chalala in Lusaka, for disorderly conduct. In a statement, Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says facts of the matter are that on July 2, 2025, between midnight and 01 hours, the suspect, while driving a Toyota Fortuner bearing registration number BBA8874, went to the community house in New Kasama residential area, where she was approached by members of staff and that allegedly conducted herself in a disruptive manner. Police officers swiftly apprehended the suspect, who is currently detained in police custody. Mr. Chilabi says the suspect will be charged with the offense of idle and disorderly conduct. Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says Faith Musonda was within her rights to protest the confiscation of her property without due process and without finality to the matter. Mr. Tembo says the Tonse Alliance stand with Ms. Musonda and believe that she should not be charged with any offense for going to protest at the residence of the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema.
We believe that Madam Faith Musonda was within her rights to protest the confiscation of her property without due process and without finality to the matter. We stand with Madam Faith Musonda, and we believe that she should not be charged with any offense for going to protest at the residence of the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, because she was merely demanding justice. Therefore, we call upon the Zambia Police Service to immediately release Madam Faith Musonda, because we believe she does not have any case. She did not commit any criminal offense.
The Small and Medium Enterprises SMEs Association of Zambia has taken note of the announcement by the minister, Elias Muwanga, regarding plans to introduce a bill in Parliament to regulate SMEs and entrepreneurs, with a focus on formalizing micro businesses and addressing the challenges of accessing loans in the informal sector. In a statement, Chairman Siula Pua says while they will come any initiative aimed at strengthening and empowering the SME sector, the association must raise fundamental concerns that the minister and his ministry appear to be ignoring. Mr. Siula Pua says there is need to investigate and publicly address the root cause behind the failure by many SMEs to repay government-funded empowerment loans, how SMEs can repay loans when their businesses are collapsing under the weight of rentless load shedding. He says the government should not be formalizing SMEs about bureaucratic control, and that what SMEs need is support, simplification and protection. Mainza Nation Chief Executive Officer Mainza Hambate has welcomed the partnership of MTN Zambia to bring Zambians a faith-filled musical experience called Medeway 10th Anniversary Concert, headlined by international gospel sensation Travis Green. Speaking during the launch, Mr. Hambate says the concert marks a major milestone, not only in the world of gospel music, but in corporate investment of Christian events. Meanwhile, MTN Head of Product and Consumer Segment, Mike Siachi,